بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا نحو دينه سبحانه وتعالى، ثم رفعنا بمعرفة سيدنا وحبيبنا رسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome back to our class on Clear Arabic, the book النحو الواضح. I'll put the PDF at the bottom as well as the Google Classroom address so that we can get this started in a professional way. You can submit your assignments and homework there as well as engage me, inshallah ta'ala, with direct questions. Barakallahu fikum. Now we've reached the second chapter in the text called Ajza al-Jumla. Ajza is the parts of something. And this word, especially in the reading of the tradition and usul al-fiqh and logic, and mantiq, and aqidah, tawheed, imma tawheed, becomes really important. So just kind of pay attention to it. Let's look at the examples. Al-amthila. He says, they say, al-amthilatu rakiba Ibrahim al-hisan. Rakiba yarkabu. Rakiba rode Ibrahimu hisan. Remember, I talked to you about this a lot. You want to start to think about something really important. And that is that dhamma is the doer, man. Fatha is the dude too. I don't like it when people teach this from the perspective of rules. I like it when we teach it from the perspective of meaning, right? So Dhamma and those things that represent Dhamma means the doer, what does something. Fatha, means, and I'm sorry for this kind of weird language, means the dude too. Or the dude too, right? We'll make up a word. So fatha is the object. Dhamma is the doer. What's called fa'il. This is called maf'ulun bihi. So who rode? Ibrahimu. What did he ride? Al-hisan, the horse. So look at this verse here. Let's go to the Quran. Just one second. And I'm going to ask you guys a question. Surah Al-Baqarah. So Dhamma is the one that does. Fatha is the one that's done too. All right. Let's move quickly here to the last juz of the last part of the first juz, inshallah, in Surah Al-Baqarah. And sometimes we see people, even Arabs, make mistakes because they don't understand what I just told you. Dhamma is the doer, fatha is the dude too. Okay, now I'm going to try to do this in a way where you can't see the English translation. All right, and let's see. Yeah, so look. وَإِذِ بَتَلَى. Man, the translation is everywhere. وَإِذِ بَتَلَى. And when Ibtala tested Ibrahima Rabbuhu. So Ibrahima Fatha Rabbuhu Dhamma. Who's the tested and who's the tester? I'm not going to tell you the answer. You can engage me on the Google Classroom. I'm going to put this question up there, inshallah, in a few days. Who is the one being tested and who is the one doing the testing? And how do you know that based on what I just told you, based on what I just told you about fatha being the dude to dhamma being the one that's doing, the doer, the fa'il and the maf'ul, the object and the subject. MashaAllah. So rakiba Ibrahim al-hisan. Yuda'ibu Ismail qitta. Ismail, he is petting the cat. Yahsuru al-fallah al-qamh. You know that the farmer is harvesting the wheat. تَأْكُرُ الشَّاتُ فُولًا وَشَعِيرًا. The sheep is eating fool and barley. يَسْتَعُ نُورُ فِي الْحُجْرَةِ. This is a really, سَمِعْتُ النَّصِيحَةَ. I heard the advice. سَمِعْتُ النَّصِيحَةَ. يَسْتَعُ نُورُ فِي الْحُجْرَةِ. The light shone in the room or the apartment. تجري السفينة على الماء. The boat is sailing on the water. هل تحب السفر? Do you love to travel? Now let's look at the kind of breakdown of these examples. But one more time, Rakiba Ibrahim al-Hisan, Ibrahim was riding a horse. Yuda'ibu Ismailu Qatta, Ismail is petting a cat. Yahsuru Fallahul Qamh, the farmer is harvesting the wheat. Ta'kuru shatu fulan wa sha'iran, this is not ful masri yani. Ta'kuru shatu fulan wa sha'iran, the sheep is eating barley and hay or something like that. Sami'tu nasihata, I heard the advice. Yasta'u, yes, ta'u. Imam Asyuti has a book called Kawakib al-Sati' fi nazmi al-jami' wal-jawami'. It's a good book. Sati' means to shine. So yasta'u nuru fil hujara, the light was shining, is shining into the home or into the compartment. Tajri safinatu ala al-ma', the boat is moving quickly on the water. Hal tuhibbu safara, do you love to travel? Now let's look at the research. Arafna, as we knew before, fima mada, this is a great, great expression, man. Araftu fima mada, arafna fima mada, mashallah. هذه الكلمات جميلة وهذه الجملة ما شاء الله جميلة جدا جدا. عرفنا فيما مضى أن الجملة المفيدة تتركب من أجزاء. We learned before previously that a complete sentence is constructed from a number of parts. Well, these parts, هي الكلمات, are in fact words. ونريد, and now we want, أن نعرف, to know, في هذا الدرس, in this lesson, أنواع, the different types of الكلمات, فنقول. So now we want to learn, what are the different type of words that would make up the parts of a sentence? He says, إذا بحثنا, if we were to, you know, look and research above, في الجمل التي معنا, if we were to look at these sentences that are with us now, وجدنا أن الكلمات إبراهيم وإسماعيل والفلاح وألفاظ تسمي بها أشخاص. So he said, if we were to, you know, just ponder above and look at those examples, we would discover that the word Ibrahim and Ismail and Fallah are words تسمي بها أشخاص, which are used for names of people. أشخاص, people, personalities. وأن الكلمات, and words, the words الحصان والقطة والشاتة الفاظ, that they are words, الفاظ is the plural of لفظ, تسمي بها أنواع من الحيوان, that these are words used to name different types of الحيوان, animals. وأن القمح والفول والشعير الفاظ تسمي بها أنواع من النبات, that the words for wheat and sha'ir and ful are words which are used to name different types of like seeds and vegetation. Seeds are good. وأن الحجرة والسفينة والماء, and that the word hujra, right, a compartment, سفينة, a boat, الماء, water, الفاظ, words, تسمي بها أنواع من الجماد, are used to describe inanimate objects. The word jumud means to be like stuck or frozen. وأن النصيحة, and the word نصيحة, والنور, and light, والسفر, and نور, and to travel or traveling, الفاظ are phrases or words, تسمي بها أنواع أخرى من المعاني. You know, these describe an infinite number of different types of meaning. ولذلك تسمى كل كلمات من هذه الكلمات اسما. Don't say اسما. This is Hamzat al-Wasal. So the ta, it, tisman. I hate when people do that. It drives me crazy. And oftentimes you see printing errors. وَلِذَلِكَ تُسَمَّ كُلُّ كَلِمَاتٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ اسْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ كُلُّ كَلِمَاتٍ يُسَمَّ بِهَا إِنسَانٌ أَوْ حَيَوَانٌ أَوْ نَبَاتٌ أَوْ جَمَادٌ أَوْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَخَرٌ تُسَمَّ كَذَلِكَ اسْمًا أَوْ تُسَمَّ ذَلِكَ اسْمًا. I made the mistake that I just went on a rant about. So he said, for that reason, these words are, all these words are nouns, because, and so, same with any word which is used to describe insan, people, animals, seeds, inanimate objects, or anything, any word which is used to describe something is ism. He says, نَعُودُ لِلْجُمَلِ مَرَّةً ثَانِيَةً فَنَجِدْ أَنَّ كُلَّ كَلِمَةٍ مِنَ الْكَلِمَاتِ. And he said, if we return to these examples above, ركب إبراهيم يداعب يحصد تأكل سمعت يسطع تجري هل. This is important. Said if we return to those sentences again, نجد أن كل كلمة من الكلمات ركب ويداعب ويحصد وتأكل تدل على حصول فعل في زمان خاص. We see that those words ركب, he rode, يداعب, petting, يحصد, harvesting, تأكل, she's eating. They all تدل, direct or signify, the attainment of an action which happened في زمن خاص in a specific tense. فلفظ ركب مثلا يدل على ركوب في زمن الماضي. So the word he rode, for example, مثلا يدل signifies or directs to the idea of riding in a past tense. Look how he uses the مصدر with the verb. This is great composition. This is great language. ويداعب يدل على المداعبة. And petting, right, directs us to the meaning of he is petting, right, to pet. في زمن الحاضر أو الآتي. And this verb directs us to the idea that someone's petting in the present or future tense. And this right here, I want you guys to know this one. وَهَلُّ مَجَرَّ and so on and so forth. This is such a cool phrase. Very فُصْحَائِ. وَهَلُّ مَجَرَّ اسْمُ فِعْل. Right? And so on and so forth and so on and so forth. Try to use it, inshallah.
وَلِذَلِكَ تُسَمَّ كُلُّ كَلِمَاتٍ مِنْ هَذَا النَّوْعِ فِعْلًا. Thus, رَاكِبَ يُدَاعِبُ and تَأْكُلُ, those words التي تَدُلُّ عَلَى حُصُولِ فِعْلٍ فِي زَمَنٍ خَاصٍ كُلُّهَا تُسَمِّيَ فِعْلًا.
All right? Verbs. وَأَنْدَ تَأَمُّلِ. Oh, what a nice phrase. تَأَمُّل. تَأَمُّلِ. It's actually تَأَمُّل is وعند تأملي الجملة الثالثة وعند تأملي عفوا الجملة الثالثة الأخيرة.
And when these three sentences are given thought or someone ponders them, نجد, we discover أن الكلمات, each one of those words, في وعلى وهل إذا نطق بكل منها أو نطق بكل منها وحده لم يفهم له معنى كامل.
ما شاء الله.
That if they were to be expressed, if they were to be stated, right? And this is the passive tense. Arabs love it. We can say if we were to state them. إن كنا ننطق بكل منها وحده لم يفهم له معنى كامل.
If we, you or I, were to say like enda, fi, hel, ala, by itself, without any other words, there would be no meaning.
وَإِذَا نُطِقَ بِكُلٍ مِنْهَا فِي جُمْلَتِهِ.
But if we were to use them in a proper sentence,
ظَهَرَ مَعْنَاهُ, the meaning becomes clear, كَامِلًا and complete. وَتُسَمَّ كُلُّ كَلِمَاتٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ الثَّلَاثِ حَرْفًا.
So those words which are not able to make meaning on their own, they are called harf. So ism and fi'l, they both direct to a meaning. What separates them, what's the umum and khusus between them, is that they both direct towards meaning, but one, the verb is related to tense, the noun is not. Harf does not in itself bring meaning, but it needs ism, it needs nouns, it needs verbs for its meaning to appear. That's why it's called harf. It's on the edge. Let's look at the rule, inshallah, and we'll stop. And then our next lesson, we're going to go through the practice exercises together. Al-qa'idah. The plural is qawa'id. Okay? Al-qa'idah is not the group. Al-qa'idah means a rule. Al-shaykh, he says, rahimahullah, al-kalimat thalathatu anwa'. There are three types of words in Arabic. Ism. If you start, you say ism. If I said al-kalimatu thalathatu anwa'anis mun. But if I stop, ismun wa fi'lun wa harfu. Nouns, verbs, articles. Preposition and articles of oath like wallahi. Falismu, look, I don't say fal ismu. Falismu
كل لفظ يسمى به إنسان أو حيوان أو نبات أو جماد أو أي شيء آخر. Why do I like this better than أجرمية? أجرمية says فالاسم يعرف بالخفض والتنوين والدخول ألف واللام وحروف الخفض. Because Imam Ibn Ajurum, he introduces ism from the signs that indicate ism. Why do I like this book? Because he introduces ism from the jihat al-ma'na, from the perspective of meaning. At the end of the day, that's what's important. If you know all the signs in the world, but you don't know what something means, it's not going to matter. So he says, a noun is any word which is used to name a person, an animal, a nabat, a seed, right? Or an inanimate object, or fikra, or ideas, أو أي شيء آخر or anything else. والفعل كل لفظ يدل على حصول عمل في زمن خاص. And a verb is any word which indicates the attainment of an action in a specific tense. والحرف and a article of preposition كل لفظ is every word لا يظهر معناه. Is every word whose meaning is not clear كاملاً in a complete way إلا مع غيره أي إلا مع الاسم أو الفعل. Except if it comes with a noun or a verb. Barakallahu feekum. Next time, inshallah, we're going to jump into the next part of this important text, An-Nahu Al-Wadih. And that is going to be the drills for part two. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.